This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes, a podcast series based on the 60 countries I travelled to in my first 60 years. I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, and alongside me is my husband and artist, Ron Esplin.
Well, thanks for that very, very pleasant welcome, Julie.
Hello, Ron, and you are indeed welcome. And in these podcasts, these 6 10-minute podcasts, we are going to cover my life and travels so far. This is podcast 5 and decade 5, which goes from 2006 to 2015. Ron, what is the illustration for this podcast, please?
The illustration for this broadcast is the scramble in Tokyo, Japan. The scramble, I hear you say? Well, the scramble is actually the confluence, right in the centre of Tokyo, the confluence of about 7 roads. And the only way that they can manage pedestrians in that area is to have pedestrian crossings across every street. And instead of taking turns, the traffic has to stand back for a period of time while everybody makes for the destination that they have in mind. And it is basically dog eats dog as you scramble with everyone from all points of the compass hoping to get to the place before the pedestrian signal stops. We watched it, the scramble. It's a great entertainment, and we watched that from one of the coffee shops upstairs, and it was a hoot. You visited 40 countries in this decade, taking your country count to 50.
42.
Okay, we'll do 42.
Go for it.
Egypt, Jordan, UAE, Hong Kong, China, Italy, I'm going to speed up, Vatican City, Greece, Turkey, Croatia, Bosnia, Singapore, Nepal, Bhutan, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, are you still with me? Argentina, Brazil, Peru, Bolivia, Cuba, Mexico, Canada, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Czechia, Norway, Denmark, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Russia, Finland, Sweden, Japan, and Samoa. I know.
What did you do to me?
Well, in 2009, we attended the bicentennial celebrations of Louis Braille's birth in Paris. And on the 4th of January, Louis Braille's 200th birthday, we climbed to the top of the Eiffel Tower, and you called out over the city of Paris,
"Happy birthday, Louis Braille!"
Yeah! We spent the next 3 days celebrating with 450 blind people from 46 countries around the world, the contribution Louis Braille had made to the world of the blind, and that's what we were celebrating. We came home through Egypt and Jordan, visiting our first wonder of the world, Petra. You wrote and self-published how to make a silver lining, raising funds for the printing costs through crowdfunding before crowdfunding was even a thing. You launched the book in the waiting room of the eye department in July 2009, the place where the book began, and then we set ourselves a goal to visit the 7 wonders of the world, which we achieved in 2014 when we visited Chichen Itza in Mexico. In 2015, you were diagnosed with melanoma and you were rushed into Dunedin Public Hospital to have a melanoma removed from your back. When the results of the area around the melanoma came back, we left the hospital to the news that it was clear, and we went round to the travel agent with a wish list of places we wanted to go before we died. You chose Canada and Japan, and I chose Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia. We sold our family home at 759 Highgate and set off on July the 4th, 2015, for 107 days visiting 20 countries. You came home to do a country count and discovered that you had visited 49 countries in your 49 years. You said, wouldn't it be great to visit 50 countries by the time you were 50? So we headed to Samoa for our 5th wedding anniversary on January the 29th, 2016, just in time for your 50th birthday on the 1st of February. So what was it like in Paris for that wonderful occasion, Louis Braille's 200th birthday?
Well, I guess it was our first major travel adventure, Ron, and I mean, it was in winter, it snowed, it was magical, it was amazing to be with 450 other blind people and to climb to the top of the Eiffel Tower, to go to the Pantheon where Louis Braille lies in state, and to go to Notre Dame Cathedral where there was a recital on Louis Braille's birthday with five blind organists. Just all amazing, astonishing things.
Absolutely. Mm. On top of that, you're determined to visit the Seven Wonders of the World. Just what exactly are the Seven Wonders of the World?
Well, they were identified most recently in an online survey in 2007, and they claimed that Petra, which was the first wonder that we went to on our way home from Paris, was one of the wonders of the world. And that's, I guess, what really kicked it off. We started saying, what were the other six? And you went away and researched them. And we visited them in this order, which was the Great Wall of China, the Colosseum in Rome, Italy, the Taj Mahal in India, Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Machu Picchu in Peru, and our final one was Chichen Itza in Mexico.
You say you celebrated your birthday in Samoa, your 50th birthday. How did you celebrate it?
When I began travelling, people would ask me, how can you sightsee when you can't see? And I would reply, because every day I'm away, I keep a sensory diary of one thing I smell, hear, taste and touch. And my sensory diary for my 50th birthday on the 1st of February 2016 said, smell, Oyster Bay Sauvignon Blanc. Hear, the sound of the staff at Paddle's restaurant singing happy birthday in Samoan. Taste, fresh fish and coconut milk. Touch, the feel of my sash 50 by 50, which I wore on my 50th birthday, which also said, why not? And that's how I celebrated, Ron. And I remember when we came out of Paddle's restaurant that night and we got into a taxi, that you looked up towards the stars and there was indeed a shooting star.
Yes, it was certainly a magical moment.
Yeah, and it was wonderful to celebrate my 50th birthday in that way. So thank you for getting me to 50 countries by the time I was 50. It's something that I will never forget, and little did I know that there was another adventure in hand. So you've been listening to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes with That Blind Woman, Julie Woods, and Ron Esplin. If you'd like to contact me, you can send me an email, julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz, or for Ron, to ronesplinartist@gmail.com. This is podcast 5 of 6, and we'd love you to join us for our final podcast next time. So thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
I'm That Blind Woman, Julie Woods, proud sponsor of 60 Countries in 60 Minutes. After going blind in 1997, I said why not so many times, I am now a professional speaker, author, advocate and coach. If you're looking for someone to help you or your team turn your no into why not, then why not send me an email to julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz or phone or call me on 021 913 513. Why not?
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.